Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Right now, I have some breaking news for you, folks. I have some breaking news. Russia has decided to shut off the pipelines, the European pipeline, one of them, going to Poland and also going to Germany. So Russia has shut off the gas line, natural gas, going to Poland and going to Germany. Well, you know, Russia's been negotiating with these two countries here for a while. And so these countries are refusing to pay in rubles. That's the Russian currency. A lot of people don't know that. Russian currency is based on the ruble. And so Russia, i.e. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, said, okay, you have sanctions against us. You're doing this, this, and this. You've locked our banks. You've continued these sanctions, basically Western-led sanctions all around the country for what's going on, for the war in Ukraine. Then this is how we're going to do that. So what they decided to do, the finance minister there, Russia, and Vladimir Putin, they met, and they said, okay, the finance minister suggested, and Putin obviously had lots of input. He said, you know, he says, what are we going to do about all of these sanctions? So they just said, well, just go to the ruble, demand everybody that does business with us, have them pay us in our currency. Then that will not collapse the country. Folks, you have to understand here, these Western countries, including the United States, are trying to blame Russia for everything. And there's a lot behind the scenes that you don't know that's going on, and even a lot that I don't even know what's going on. And usually I'm on the cutting edge of most world news, especially everything that's going on. There's a lot I don't know. So they've avoided collapse, total collapse and bankruptcy, the Russian government. So what happens is that over in Europe, Europe's basically powered by natural gas. A lot of people don't know this either. Well, on top of the natural gas, where do you think they get that natural gas? Of course, Russia raises their hands and they say, you get it from us, baby. So Vladimir Putin knows he's in the driver's seat there. So what they just did, this is, again, breaking news. What they just did here in the last day or so is they cut the gas pipeline going to Germany and going to Poland. And if they do not decide to pay in rubles, they don't get any gas. So it's just a matter of they're not shipping any more gas. It's like you just cut the valve, you turn the valve off, no more gas for you unless you pay us in rubles, the currency we want to pay. Because again, a lot of folks don't know, all the gas and everything was eventually or in the world was based on the USD, the US dollar. So Russia says, we're not taking the dollar, you pay us in rubles. Other countries are refusing. So what's going to happen, and is what happening right now, is these countries that are not paying Russia will basically starve. The lights don't go on. You'll be in the dark. Businesses shut down. Think of all the millions, hundreds of millions of people over there that are going to be in the dark, essentially, especially around wintertime, you know, and different things like that as this escalates and drags on. There's no foreseeable end in sight, because the U.S. wants to keep this up, because this is nothing but a front. And a lot of people don't know that either. This is nothing but a front. It's nothing but a clown show over there. The Russian-Ukrainian war. Russia went over there because Ukraine's working on bioweapons. They have all kinds of nasty bioweapons and multiple bioweapons labs. And I went over this in my last podcast, I do believe. And so that's what's going on over there, folks. So now Vladimir Putin is just have turned off the valve. So we'll see how Germany and how Poland react. My bet is, even though the Polish minister that handles foreign affairs and the Polish minister that handles health and energy over there had basically said that they have 75% in storage, then if they cut off the power and they cut off the gas, it's no big deal. Well, that gas and that oil that they have stored over there is not going to go very long. That's what you have to understand, that this is going to not end very good.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For Poland, and not in very good for Germany. Is in case you folks don't know, a little history lesson there. After World War II, and of course we had defeated Germany in World War II, the Axis being Russia, the UK, and then of course America. After defeating World War II, just like in any country we do, we bomb the living snot out of, we go over there, and then, you know, 6 months or a year later, we go over there, we bring all of our construction crews, all of our everybody, and we help them rebuild back their city. We help build back their towns. We help build back the country. Well, that's what we did after World War II, you know, is typical for Americans. That's what we always do. You know, once we bomb you and you sign a peace agreement, a treaty, then we go back and then we bring all of our corporations in over there, set up business and shop, and we start rebuilding your country back. So we did that to Germany. Germany is an industrial powerhouse. A lot of people don't know that either. You know, Berlin, which is the capital of Germany there, a lot of people don't know how strong and how industrious the German people are. A lot of people don't know that. Germany powers Europe. The UK thinks they do, but technically they're out there in the ocean. They're out there in the Atlantic. But what they forget is Germany actually powers Europe. Okay, a lot of folks forget that. Germany are very industrious. A lot of good things, technology, car parts, a lot of everything comes out of Germany. Very, very, very industrious society. They power Europe. As Germany goes, so does Europe. If Germany falls, then the rest of Europe starts to decline. And that's what you got to understand, folks. So this is big news. And again, this is a short podcast. This is just breaking news that, again, Russia has cut off the natural gas supply to Poland and to Germany. And this is not going to end well for Germany and the Polish people there. This is not going to end well, folks. That's all I can tell you. Because, again, Russia's demanding with the sanctions against them, i.e., most of the sanctions coming from the United States and a few other countries against them, they say, okay, if you want to play that game, we're going to play the fuel and gas game. So needless to say, it's a game that we're not going to win. Russia has an abundance of oil over there. Whether or not they have the refineries to manufacture and supply everybody, that's questionable sometimes. But again, Russia has all the abundance of oil. Russia is just oil rich in that country. Europe doesn't need Russia, Russia doesn't need Europe. Let me rephrase that. Europe needs Russia. Russia does not need Europe. So that's what you have to understand, and that's what's going on there, folks. So I wanted to bring you this update. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a God-given podcast here, folks, and we believe in God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I always welcome you. I welcome you to ask your questions. You can go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com if you have questions. And again, your donations are always welcome as well. We're a listener-supported podcast. We don't have tons of big sponsors. I know now there's a commercial, an ad at the beginning and the end of the podcast. The company Red Circle did approach me as far as offering some advertising. So I said, yeah, we'll try this for a little while. But normally I try to stay away from that. We focus on, like I said, you know, news and current events and Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And we focus on the godly things. We're not focused on money. But again, any little bit helps. Any little bit of support you can give us. Again, we're listener podcast. We're supported by the listeners just like you. We have a PayPal link. We have a Venmo. And then, of course, we have Cash App if you're interested. So, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, thanks for listening. And this has been an update. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. You can find us online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. Take care of yourself. Until next time, I'm Eric. I'm your host, and God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.